This goes to Scott Kastning, KASTNINGPAC, fax 989-842-1110, regarding Stephen, STEVEN, middle initial R, Church, CHURCH, date of birth March 25th, 1949. Dear Mr. Kastning, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mr. Church with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and a history of kidney stones. He was seen in consultation on November 16th of 2021. And he has been trying to follow a low-salt diet very carefully because that's been one of the things that's very helpful in preventing kidney stones for him. His biggest complaint today is that he's having urinary frequency, and when he finishes urinating, he feels like he has not emptied completely or he still has to go. There's no burning or pain, and he has no pain in the abdomen or back area, as if a kidney stone is passing. He's unable to see any blood or cloudiness in the urine. He denies chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood, or melena, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no edema or claudication symptoms, no rashes or excessive bruising. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. His aspirin was decreased from 325 milligram daily to 81 milligram daily. Now, he was having severe bruising with the higher dose, and now the bruising is minimal. And there have been no other medication changes since his initial consultation. He has lost 6 pounds over 4 months also. Physical exam, weight 215 pounds, pulse 63, blood pressure 145 over 93. Labs, most recent lab studies were done March 17th of 2022. Creatinine seems to have stabilized between 1.3 and 1.4. Currently it's 1.3. Estimated GFR is 54. Albumin 3.9. Calcium is 8.8. Electrolytes normal, phosphorus 2.8, hemoglobin is 14.1 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. They fluctuate between 1.3 and 1.4. He's not symptomatic with any renal disease, but does have the current urinary frequency and urgency. He's going to contact your office to see if he can have a urinalysis checked, possibly a culture, if necessary. If it's negative, he may need a kidney ultrasound or CT scan if the kidney ultrasound is negative to screen for kidney stones. He's not had one in many years, but it's possible that he could have another one, as people tend to have recurrent kidney stone problems. He will continue to have lab studies done for us every 3 months. He'll follow a strict low-salt diet, and he'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.